Zechanishmas Avi Mori Yaakovin so Pinchas is Zechanishmas Daniel Shane of us here should follow. Okay, Vosai. Okay, good morning, everybody. Okay, yesterday we did the Shalah and the Marash Milublin, and so today I wanted to focus a little more on Pidyon HaBen, and we learned in the Magen Avraham that a Pidyon HaBen Shelo Bezmano shouldn't be done on Friday, the Magen Avraham says. Because once it's Shelo Bezmano, then it's not Mechuyev to be done on that day. So once it's not Mechuyev to be done on that day, so then it's not considered a Zman HaMitzvah. Bris Mila Bishmini, that's the Zman. Bris Mila even Bichi, for some reason you didn't do it, so now this is the Zman. And it's considered being Mevata LaMitzvah's essay. If you postpone it more, so now you have to do it. But the Magen Avraham views Pidyon HaBen as being different. That Pidyon HaBen, Shelo Bezman, is still roy to do it as soon as possible, but it's not as maybe it's more just as a reason or something like that, and the Magen Avraham didn't view it the same way as he viewed a Bris Mila Shelo Bezman. And then we saw the Alter Rebbe, we saw yesterday, said that but maybe if you want to do the Pidyon HaBen without wine, so you can philosoph of the Taz, that the real Isra is a Suda, Kviya Suda on wine. So let's just discuss what the Zman of Pidyon HaBen is a little bit. What is the Zman of Pidyon HaBen? That's a very important shaila. So as the child has to be a month old. So what's considered a month old? So there's a machloikis between the Magen Avraham and the Shach on this matter. If you want to look on page 17, so the when is the chiyuv of Pidyon HaBen? According to the Magen Avraham. So he says that the Chiyuv is on the 31st day. If you take a look in the Shulchan Aruch, on page 6 in Shin Lamed Tes Siv Dalet Ein Donin V'lo Mekadshin in the Mechaber V'lo Choltzim V'yom V'lo Choltzim V'lo Mekadshin V'lo Marichin V'lo Mechvim V'lo Mefishin Trumas V'maisus Ein Podim Ben V'ein Mekadshin V'lokain Hu Get Shchivim V'kulam V'nosu Shogim V'mezidim V'motim Masha Oso Osoi. So you can't do these things on Shabbos. You can't have a Pidyon HaBen on Shabbos. Why can't you have a Pidyon HaBen on Shabbos? Tell me. Why can't you do a Pidyon HaBen on Shabbos?
Which page is the Mechaber?
The Mechaber starts on page 16. You see, it's a little complicated to follow because there's a lot of Ramah in between. So on page 16, on Shin Lamed Tes Siv Dalet, Ein Donim V'lo Mekadshin. See? And then there's a bunch of Ramah. So then you continue. V'lo cholzim, v'lo miyabim, v'lo cholzim, v'lo magdishim, on Shabbos. V'lo podim aben, v'lo magarshim, unless it's a get shchimera. Kulam nasu shogim, but if you did it, it's chal. So why ain't paid them?
We need them to continue. What? Money. It's like, oh, we're going to have like the business department on Shabbos pay tuition.
But L'chor, so the Magen Avraham says, what are you talking about? Afilu L'chor, you don't have to give money for Pidyon HaBen, right? Kesef or Shavu Kesef. People usually give coins. People usually give coins. But if you want to give... you know, something else.
Still a Kenyan.
Still a Kenyan. Is it a Kenyan? It's a question of Kenyan miyad liyad. Like if you go to someone's house and you're in a community where they have an Erev, you use an Erev, and you bring a bottle of wine. Bring a bottle of wine. So that's a question. Is that proper? Maybe a Kenyan, if you just give something miyad liyad, some Rishonim hold, and maybe that should be okay. You know.
The Bar Mitzvah boy gets rolled up by the Bar Mitzvah boy.
They give him a chumash at his, right?
Yes, you say the Nati Makabel.
Yeah, so Rav Avadi Yosef has a tshuva where he says to do a zechia, that before Shabbos, the rabbi should give it to someone else and the person will pick it up, and then he was already koned from Friday. That's a question, but not everyone's machpid on that, right? Not even sometimes. Yeah, so it's a question, but so the Magen Avraham says, afilu b'kli, the dami l'mekach u'memkar. So he says it's Dami Lameka Chumemka. Right? Like you said. Okay, it's like Mecca Chumemka, like what Rowe said before. So why can't you just give it? Can you give it on Friday then? Give it on Friday. What's wrong with giving it on Friday? If you give it on Friday.
Yeah, wait till the 30th.
Not the 31st day. But maybe if he hold, there's a discussion of the Gemara. What if the Kohen just holds on to it? He gave it to him on Friday, and now he still has it in his possession. So maybe that should also be good.
Right.
In other words, it could be that if you give it to him on Friday and he holds on to it, then you mekayim the mitzvah. The Rav Abadi has a tshuva in Hilchas Purim. You know, we're makpid to mashalach manos, matalos lavyonim. We're makpid to give it out, to give it to the person on Purim. But it's not so pashut. What if you give it to him before and he holds on to it? So there's some shitas that say that's also good. Sometimes there are people here in the yeshiva that I won't see on Purim. So I only see before Purim. So I give, Baruch Hashem, we give out many shalach manos, so I don't have to rely on this one to the... But I can give it before Purim and tell them to hold on to it. And maybe that could be, if the body holds meager, then that's good. And Pashas is by Pidyon HaBen, that's also might be good. So then what's the whole problem? Yeah, the kasha. What's the whole problem? So Magen Avraham, he's quoting a Truma Sadeshin, I believe. Yeah, Tough Hay, Truma Sadeshin. And he says, you know what the problem is? Really, you yaitse. You can give it before Shabbos. No, what's the problem? You know what the problem is? When are you going to make the bracha? If you're going to make the bracha when you give it on Friday, but it's only going to, everyone agrees, you only be mekayim the mitzvah once Shabbos hits on that day. So then you can't make the bracha. He says that's true. But if it wouldn't be bitzad the bracha, maybe it wouldn't be a problem. That's what he says. He says, "Ve'ein lo mar yiten amos l'kohen be'erev Shabbos." Look at the Magen Avraham, page 17, Sifkat Ches. "Ve'ein lo mar yiten amos l'kohen be'erev Shabbos mikol mokum eich yasei ma'brachas v'asuda." And also the suda. When are you going to make the suda? Because the suda is come to be mefarsim the mitzvah. So if you when you're divvying on Friday, you aren't mekayim the mitzvah yet, and on Shabbos you're not doing anything. So what are you being mefarsim? You didn't do anything on Shabbos. So Mimela felt the epis in the Suda. But it's interesting. In other words, you would all say, the natural instinct would be to say that the reason why he can't do it on Shabbos is because, it's Mecha Chomemka. I mean, why can't you do it before Shabbos? So the natural instinct, like people said before, because it's not the Zman yet. You're not mekayim the mitzvah. But the mitzvah... You have to realize, like the Vilna Gaon said, my friend Rabbi Chanan Adler was pointing this out to me a couple of months ago, that it's not a mitzvah of Nesina. Like the Vilna Gaon, like Rabbi Adler pointed out, the Vilna Gaon, it's Piron Chov. If I owe you money, right? So you mean to tell me, if I owe you money, I'm supposed to pay you a certain day. So I pay you the day before, and you'll hold on to it. I wasn't Mekayim the mitzvah of Piron Chov. Of course I was. I gave it to you before. You have the money. Even if you want to say it's a Piron Chov on that day, Lamais, I gave it to you before, and now you're holding on to it. No. So it's really good. It's good. So this is all in the Truma Sedeshin that Magen Avraham's quoting. But he says the only reason that's a problem is when are you going to be able to make the brachas, number one, and how is the Suda going to be Shaykh? Because since you only mekayim the mitzvah once the 31st day came, so how's the suda going to be shaykh? When are you going to make the brachas? You can't make the bracha on Friday because you didn't do the mitzvah Friday. And the Shabbos, you didn't do anything. You're going to make a bracha on thin air, so you can't make right. So. So you can't do it. So therefore, he says that's why you have to do it Sunday. So he said again, afilu bekli. Even if you do pidyon haben not with money, money is muktzah. But if you're not using money, you're using shavah kesef, you still can't do it on Shabbos. The domi lemeka chumemka. Then he says ve'ein lomar yitain hamaos l'koyin be'erev Shabbos. You can't say give him to him on Friday. Mikomokom eich yase im habrachas v'asuda. This is all the Truma Sedeshin speaking. How is he? When is he going to make the brachas? And when is he going to have the suda? He has said erev Shabbos adayin lo chol olav haMitzvah. To do it on erev Shabbos, the mitzvah is not chal. Eich yom erev tzivanu. Uveshabbos nami lo dehashta lav midi ka'ovid, and he can't make the on Shabbos. He can't make the brachas on Shabbos. He can't have the suda on Shabbos because he didn't do anything on Shabbos. L'chein yamtin med yom rishon. So therefore, that's why you wait on Sunday. So now. He's going to discuss, so when is the Zman of Pidyon HaBen? So he has two opinions. He says, Kasa Abachtim, Olo Lo Chof Tes Yud Beis Tovshin Tzari Gimel B'yom Vav, Yivdeo B'yom Vav Tavi Chodesh Kachos Av Shach Sivkot Yud Tes Shom. So he says that what is a month? Well, when do you make Pidyon HaBen? When is this month for Pidyon HaBen? So he quotes here This is from the Sefer Yireim. The Shach is quoting from the Sefer Yireim. What's this man? This man is Chof Tes Yud Beis Tov Shin Tzadi Gimel. It's 29 days, 12 hours, and 793 Chalakim. So what does that mean? That means is that you have to take the, whenever the baby was born, say the baby was born 2 o'clock in the afternoon on a Monday. 2 o'clock in the afternoon on Monday. So you're going to have to go 24 intervals of 29 intervals of 24 hours. And then 12 hours and 793 chalakim. So it means like this. So if the baby is born 2 o'clock in the afternoon on a Monday, so the first 24 hours is going to be 24 hours later, 2 o'clock in the afternoon on a Tuesday. Right? And then the next one is going to be on Wednesday, Thursday, etc. So when is it going to fall out? It's going to fall out that the Pidyon HaBen is going to fall out So 29 intervals of 24 hours is going to be on a Tuesday. You have Tuesday, but then you have what? Another 12 hours and a certain amount of minutes, seconds, whatever. So it's going to be... So the last, the 29th interval of 24 hours is going to be on a Tuesday. Tuesday when?
It's going to be Wednesday. It's going to be Wednesday because if your baby was born at 12 at 2 o'clock in the afternoon...
On Monday. On Monday.
On Monday. And then the 29th. Tuesday plus 12 hours makes it...
So it's going to be Tuesday. It's going to be Tuesday night.
And then you add 12 hours.
It's going to be, so 12, in other words, 12 hours, it's going to be in the middle of the night on Tuesday night.
Right.
It's going to be in the middle of the night, sometime a little past 2 o'clock in the morning, so to speak, between Tuesday and Wednesday.
Right.
So sometimes... And we're going to see, the Magen Avraham says, no, you count days. Because, you see, technically speaking, a month, that's the cycle of the month. It's 29 and a half days and 793 chalakim. That's when the cycle of the month is. And the Pashas is, Pidyon HaBen, means that he lived a month. So the Sefer Yireim says that's when the Zman of the Pidyon HaBen is. Now,
don't you add a day and then it's the 31st day? After they've completed the 30 days, then it's the 31st?
No, we're mixing shittas here. So, in other words, we're saying over what is the sheet of the Yireim, and that's the sheet of the Shach. The sheet of the Urayim is, the Sefer Urayim Rabbelezer Mimitz, that's the sheet of the Shach, is that it's not a din of 30 days. Pidyon HaBen is a din that he lived a month. And a month in Halacha is 29 and a half days and 793 Halakim. And even though in Halacha, we don't do that. In other words, when we count Rosh Chodesh, we don't say, you know, technically speaking, you know, the new month starts in the middle of a day. It doesn't, does we make it that the month starts either, you know, on day 30 or, In other words, it's a 29-day month or a 30-day month. We round it off, right? And that's when we start Rosh Chodesh, based on the end of the day. But technically speaking, Rosh Chodesh should really be so whenever the 29 and a half and 793 occurs. Now the old month is over. Now it's a new month. And if you're davening, say technically speaking, if you would be davening Maariv in that case, in other words, when the month ended 2 o'clock in the morning, so technically speaking, one could say that if you daven Maariv before 2 o'clock in the morning, then it's not Rosh Chodesh yet. But since the Gemara tells us in Megillah and Daf Hey that the way we deal with months for most halachas is that we don't have it in the middle of the day. We round it off. So it's either going to be after 30 days, after 29 days, or after 30 days. But it's not going to be in the middle. Even though technically that's the zman of what a halachic month is. That's, when we say the moilad, right? It's the end. The moilad is going to be after the 29 and a half and 793 Chalakim, that's going to be when the new month is, and that we call that the Molad. And then, right? But, so in Halacha, when we Koveya when Rosh Chodesh, we don't Koveya based on when the month ended. We round it out. Either it's going to be, therefore, if it's in the middle of the night, so we're going to say it's going to be, you know, 30, either 30 or, a month of 29 days or a month of 30 days, etc. We round it out. But, say for example, the baby was born, let's give another example. The baby was born. So that's the Sefer Yireim. Sefer Yireim says, when it comes to Pidyon HaBen, we don't round it off. Pidyon HaBen is toloi when he was born, did he live a month. And we do it to the minute, to the second. And if he was born 2 o'clock in the afternoon, so then his month is ended 2 o'clock in the morning, after 29 and a half days and several chalakim. So therefore, according to the Sefer Yireim, and the example we gave originally, when he was born 2 o'clock in the afternoon, so when could you do the Pidyon HaBen? You could do the Pidyon HaBen Tuesday. In other words, he was born on a Monday. He's born on a Monday at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So now you do 29 cycles of 24 hours each. So that'll come out 2 o'clock, say, in the afternoon, plus another 12 hours. So it'll be 2 o'clock in the middle of the night between Monday, between Tuesday and Wednesday. So already, you could do Pidyon HaBen then. But say, for example, the baby was born, say, in the beginning of the day, meaning he was born. Say Shkia was Sakhov was 6 o'clock p.m. 6 o'clock p.m. on Monday. The baby was. There was the case I gave you before was that he was born on Monday 2 o'clock. Say he was born let's put it this way. Say he was born the beginning of Monday would be Sunday night at 6 p.m. Say he was born Sunday night 6 p.m. Right. So if he's born Sunday night 6 p.m. That's the earliest that a baby could be born. In the beginning of that day. In other words, he was born just at the beginning of the day. Well, just when it becomes Tzeisa Kochavim. That's when he was born. Whatever you hold the sheet of Tzeisa Kochavim is. He was born right there. So now you do 29 intervals. So that's going to be Monday night at 6 p.m. Right? Monday night at 6 p.m. And then you have 12 hours more. It'll be Tuesday at 6 a.m. plus some halakim. So if you according to we're going to see the Magen Avraham Shita is no. The Magen Avraham Shita is that Pidyon HaBen is done on day 31. So if a baby was born Sunday night, so when would he have to do the Pidyon HaBen? Tuesday. Well, Sunday night is really Monday. So I'm sorry. Sunday night is Monday. So if it's Monday, so there would be Tuesday, Wednesday. Then you'd have to wait till Wednesday, because Wednesday would be the 31st day.
Maybe.
Wait 1 second. In other words, again, if he was born Sunday at 6 o'clock. Sunday night, 6 o'clock. That's when Tzeis HaKachovim say is. Sunday night, 6 o'clock. So we said that if you hold like the Urayim, that so it would fall out on 29 would be Monday. The first interval would be Monday at 6 p.m. Monday at 6 p.m. So Monday at 6 p.m. and another 12 hours would be Tuesday morning at 6 a.m. or so. But if you hold like the right, because it would be Sunday would come out to be 12 hours. So 24 intervals of 29 intervals of 24 hours each. So the first one would be from Sunday night to Monday, right? So it would come out to be on the next day. So from Sunday night at 12 would be Monday night at Monday night at 6. Monday at 6 would be the end of the 29. Monday night would be the end of the 29, and then because if you go from Sunday night,
Tuesday at 6:45.
Yeah, Tuesday 6:45 in the morning. Tuesday 6:45 in the morning.
So why couldn't you make the opinion of Ben 7 o'clock Tuesday night? It's already the next day. It's the 31st day.
Right, but the safety
not according to the rain, according to the other sheet.
Yeah, so according to the Shita of the Magen Avraham, the Magen Avraham Shita is that it's day 31. So day 31 means, so if the boy was born Sunday night is Monday, right? And then Tuesday, then day 31 would be on Wednesday.
Or Tuesday night after
Tzeis. Yeah, Tuesday night after Tzeis. So according to Magen Avraham, you can make the Pidyon HaBen Tuesday night after Tzeis. Because Tuesday night after Tzeis is already the 31st day. But if you hold like the Urayim, right, that he says you wait what? 29 intervals of 24 hours. So then when is that going to be? That's going
to
be
7, Tuesday morning.
Tuesday, right, it's going to end up first of the 24 hours, the 29, 24 hours is going to be Monday night at 6, and then you're going to have another 24 hours of another 12 hours
12
to 6 in the morning, and then you'll have what, like 44 minutes or something like that. Right? So it'll be Tuesday, it'll be what? Tuesday morning.
47.
7:15 in the morning. So already 7:15 in the morning on Tuesday morning, according to the Reim, you can make the Pidyon HaBen. But according to the Magen Avraham, you can't make the Pidyon HaBen till when? Till day 31. And that's going to be what? Tuesday night. So it's going to be a big time difference. So what comes out is that depending what part of the day the baby was born, so whose shita is going to be later? The Magen Avraham shita or the Urayim shita? So it depends when the baby is born. If the baby is born in the beginning of the day means he was born by Tzeis HaKochavim. So there, the Urayim is going to come out earlier. Right? Because the Urayim is going to allow him to do the Pidyon HaBen like Rabbi Levi said, about like 7:15 in the morning. Whereas the Magen Avraham, he won't be able to do it till that night. Because it has to be day 31. You always know that 31 will always be 2 days after. In other words, if the baby's born on a Monday, then the Pidyon HaBen, the day 31 will be on a Wednesday. I know for my son. My son was born on a Friday. That's the best thing. Your son is born on a Friday, you get a Pidyon HaBen on a Sunday. That's the best day to have a Pidyon HaBen. Because this way you could have a nice thing, everyone could come Sunday afternoon, no one's rushing. You know, so that's what we had. His bris milah, the psuda was in Belfer. My son Yisrael Pilchus, playing Hara. This Pidyon HaBen was in, the bris milah was in Belfer, not the Maisa Mila, but the Suda, and the Pidyon HaBen was in Belfer, so he wanted the Suda's Bar Mitzvah should be in Belfer. So we had the Suda's Bar Mitzvah in Belfer also, because the Nafkimina is, if your son is born during January, February time, then you can't have it in Belfer, because that's when they have the Sfarm sale. But if you're born in earlier in the year, so then you can have it there, because there's no Sfarm sale. I don't know what's going to be this year. Akiva Popper still didn't tell us, is they going to have a Sfarm sale this year or not? Is that going to be a violation of social distance to have a Sfarm sale?
So, still out of my hands, because it's technically independent from soy, even though I think they keep soy on the name.
Yeah. Okay.
I heard the only thing that we soy.
Yeah, only my Sfarm? Okay. Yeah, so... So what he said over here, the Magen Avraham is, if you have a question of Bris Mila, Pidyon HaBen on Shabbos, right? So he says, but if you hold like the Sefer Urayim, it could come out sometimes on Friday, right? In other words, say the baby was born on a Thursday. So if you hold like the Magen Avraham, a baby is born on a Thursday, the Pidyon HaBen has to be on Shabbos, and then you have the problem when to do it, so then you do it on a Sunday. But if you hold like the Urayim, and he's born on Thursday, say Wednesday night, so then it could be Friday morning, and there won't be a problem. That's if you hold like the Sefer Urayim. Now, technically, some have a minig, like Rav Shechter pointed out in the Sefer Likutei Pinchas, that Al Pi Kabbalah, some people don't do a Pidyon HaBen Balayla. Even though technically Al Pi Halacha it's okay, right? But Al Pi Kabbalah, some don't do it on Friday. Or if you hold like the Magen Avraham, so then. It's the 31st day. So the 31st day starts at night. And if you hold like the Urayim, well, it depends what time, what part of the day. See, according to the Magen Avraham, it doesn't depend when the baby was born. Was he born earlier in the day, later in the day? Because if he was born at Tzeis HaKochavim time, or he was born towards the end of the day, a minute before Shkia, that's still going to be the first day. But according to the Sefer Urayim, you don't work in terms of day one, day two. You work with what time in the day was he born, and then you go 24 intervals of 29 intervals rather of 24 hours plus 12 hours and then another 44 minutes or something like that. So that's what he says over here. Tech yom b'tzivan b'shabbos nami lo yordeya kosev abach de molo lo koftes beiz tafshin tzadik gimel b'yom vav. So as the Bach says, if like the case we gave, say he was born Thursday he was born, say Wednesday night. The kid was born Wednesday night at Tzeis HaKachovim. Say Tzeis HaKachovim was 6 o'clock. So the kid was born Wednesday night at 6 o'clock. Say, for argument's sake, say that was Tzeis HaKachovim. So then according to, so that's considered what? Wednesday night, so that's Thursday. So Thursday, Friday, Shabbos. So then it'll be opinion I bet on Shabbos, which we'll do on Sunday if you hold like the Magen Avraham. But according to the Sefer Yireyim, if he's born on Wednesday night at 6 p.m., that's Tzeis HaKachovim. So then the 29 things end at 6 p.m. On Thursday, and then you have another 12 hours is 6 a.m. on Friday, plus another 44 minutes, 6:44 a.m. on Friday. So that's what he says. If the kid would be born on Wednesday night, right, at Tzeis HaKachovim, then you can make the Pinyan Ben on Friday, says the Bach. But the Magen Avraham, and the Kachos of Ashach, and that's what the Shach says. But sometimes it works the opposite. You see, sometimes the Reim Shita will be before the Magen Avraham Shita, and sometimes it will be afterwards. Say the kid was born on Thursday, on a Tuesday. Say he was born on Tuesday, right? He was born Tuesday 10 minutes before the Shkia on Tuesday night. 10 minutes before the Shkia. So according to the Magen Avraham, Thursday is the day, and then Wednesday night is already you can make the Pidyon HaBen, because that's the 31st day. If he's born on a Tuesday, 10 minutes before Shkia, he's born on Tuesday. So then day 31 is Thursday. And Thursday technically starts Wednesday night. So you can make the Pidyon HaBen Wednesday night. But if you follow the Urayim, so then what's going to happen? So you can make it Thursday night at 6 p.m., because that's when Tzeis HaKachovim is. But according to the Urayim, the kid was born Tuesday, 10 minutes before Shkia, so that means that Wednesday is going to be the Wednesday 10 to 6 is going to be the end of 29, but then you have to wait another 12 hours, then it's 10 to 6 a.m., and then another 44 minutes. So according to the Urayim, you could have made the Pinyan HaBen the night before Wednesday night. But according to the Urayim, the Shach, you can't make it till Wednesday morning. That's why sometimes people want to know, could they make a Pinyan HaBen at night? So if they're not concerned with the Kabbalistic issues, they want to make it at night. And sometimes during the year, like, it's hard to make it in the daytime. Like, not everyone gets the fortune to have a Pidyon HaBen that falls out on a Sunday. So Sunday, you know, people are off. They can make a nice thing on Sunday afternoon. But if it's like in the winter, right? And everyone's working. So when are they going to make the Pidyon HaBen? They're not going to make it in the afternoon. It's very hard. And the morning people are going to work. These things are very hard. So they'd rather make it Wednesday night, you know, the night before. So like Rav Oberlander, I discussed a lot of my Pidyon HaBen shailas with Rabbi Oberlander, who's the Baal Mechaber Sefer Pidyon HaBen Kilchasa. So we've discussed many situations. So he always says, and Rabbi Sabalovsky pointed out also, that we always try to be Yotze both Shitas, the Magen Avraham and the Urayim. So sometimes the Magen Avraham will make you wait longer, and sometimes the Urayim will make you wait longer, depending upon what part. So sometimes you make it at night, you're not going to get the Urayim, because the Urayim is going to require another 12 hours till the morning. So that's the point. So that's what he's saying over here. So the Bach didn't care. He's a pure Urayim Shita. So he says, if your kid, the 29 intervals of 24, ends up on on Friday morning, even though according to the Magen Avraham, it's not till Shabbos. It's not till Friday night Shabbos. It doesn't matter. You can do the Pinyan Aben. Imololo Koftes Yud Beis Tovshin Tzad B'Yom Vav Yivdei B'Yom Vav. In other words, you don't have to care about the sheet of 31 days. You just have to care about the 29 intervals of 24, 12 hours, 44 minutes, and that's it. Davi Chodesh, that's what a Chodesh is. Because Al Pidin, that's what a Chodesh is. A Chodesh is 29 days, 12 hours, and 44 minutes. That's what a Chodesh is. So the Pidyon Aben, so the Torah says, do you have min Chodesh tipodeh? So maybe you only can care about what a Chodesh is. Well, we say, no, the Chodesh means it's rounded out. Like when we normally consider what Rosh Chodesh is. We don't stop in the middle of the day and say, oh, by Shacharis I didn't say Yalav Yovo, by Mincha I say, because it happened in the middle of the day. They listen. Kachos of Shach. And that's what the Shach says. Shom. V'li nireh, they ain't lismoch alzeh. But li nireh, Magen Avraham says that you shouldn't be soymech just to follow the 29 and a half days and 44 minutes. You shouldn't rely on this. The Bechoros Amrina Meis B'Yom Lamed K'Yom Sholofonav My time in the Rabbanon Kami Chodesh Chodesh Mi'Midbar Mahasim Umala Afachanam Umala Chodesh My part of my time in the Rabbanon Adai Lo Kolo Lo Chodesh Alo Nirli Taki Peru Shukevin Shakolo Chof Tess Yud Beis Tov Shun Sahav Lei Chodesh Shani Dib'ina Umala L'Kach Tzorach Shiyagil Yom Lamed Alav Bin Chodesh V'Mala. So he says that means it has to be the 31st day. Bechodesh v'mala. So it has to be the 31st day. So he said you can't rely just on Bechodesh. The Torah doesn't say Chodesh. It says Chodesh v'mala. Then there's another sheet of the Oreg Yontif that he has, I think, 30 days Meis L'Eis. 31. Okay, we have to see what he says, but that's the story. So that's the Magen Avraham is here, and the Shach. You're going to see the Shach. That's in Hilchos Pidyon Aben. Here, look at Hilchos Pidyon Aben here. Okay, look at the Shulchan Aruch on page 14 in Yoredeya in Shin Hei is Hilchas Pidyon Aben Sif Yud Gimel. Misha Poda Beno B'Toch Shloshim Yom. Somebody was Poda his son Toch Shloshim Yom. Him Amar Le Me'achshav Ein Beno Poda. Him Amar Le La'achar Lamed Beno Poda. And you can give the money before 30 days and say it should be Chal La'achar Lamed. It's good. He says, even if you spend the money. And then the Shach has a whole long piece here, and he quotes this thing that we said before. The podium is so beyond Vav Shul Lamed Shalom. Vobia Tam has a good old like. Or Kosabach Dishal Chalek, Ben Higia, Haben, Beyond Vav, Hashkomo, the Ben Chodeshu, Hoftes, Yud Bay, Topshin San Gimel, to be on Vav Lachashukva, who be Ben Chodesh for Mala. He will give me Ben Chodesh for Mala, and Yigia Hashem says podium is so beyond Alf. Ferachti, but Shuvu, see out the Shmai, Berais, Bruce, who came Possek, and Sefer Yerem. So he likes the Sefer Yerem. He says you should pass like the Sefer Yerem, that you don't need the Chodesh for Mal, you just need a Chodesh. So that's why some say that the minig is to make a pinyan aben in the afternoon. So this way, because sometimes if you want to be machmir for the reyim, sometimes the reyim is going to be a late zman, right? Sometimes the reyim is going to is going to be not to, he's born, say, at 11 o'clock in the morning. So then, well, 11 o'clock at night, it could be a later Zman, and therefore you want to make sure you get in the Sefer Yireim. Well, so these are the two main sheets. There's a third sheeta, but we'll speak today just about these two sheetas of the Magen Avraham and the Sefer Yireim. And the Sefer Yireim is quoted by the Shach and the Bach and others. So then the question is, getting back to our topic, is when to do the Suda. So take a look here in Rav Gutman's Sefer, page 21. Pidyon HaBen Bezmana. Pidyon HaBen Bezmana, Hainu Yom Lamed Aleph Miledes HaBen. Kenog Ba'alma Demdakim Letzeis Ben Shittas Shach. Sviel Zman Chiyah Pidyon HaBen Olachas Avrulov Choftal Yom Yudbei Shos V'Tavshin Tzadet Gim Chalokim. V'Gam Letzeis Yidei Shittas Mogen Avram. He says the minig is to try to fulfill both Shittas. To always do it later, So sometimes the Magen Avraham is the earliest man, sometimes the Shach is the earliest man. Gam let's say Shita is Magen Avraham. Yam ni matamon of tzor shiyem mechodesh v'mala. Fil kvar nigmar chav tez yom yudbeiz tzor shiyem gal chalach en lasos opinion el b'yom shal acharav. Al kein ha-minig lasos opinion b'yom lamin aleph achar chatzos. So the minig is to do it on lomar, like we did. We did a Sunday afternoon. My son was born on Sukkot, Chol HaMoed Sukkot, and so it was a month after that. He did a Sunday afternoon. It was after Chatzos. He says the minig is to do it on the 31st day after Chatzos. So then, for sure, you'll fulfill both shitas. You'll fulfill the Magen the Shach shita, because by midday already it's going to be after Chav Tes, because you'd base Tav Shem and Samuel Gimel, and it's still on the 31st day. The Vadek were over. Kvar Yisbar Heitem and Agedim Shud Imri Yosher. After the Dina Kaimel in the Lopoda Yom Lamed Alv the Over Al Asay, and the Tzvasim Shechas Kol Yimei Chayev. You can Yomok Lom Tavid Yom Lo Chashiv Is Mana Kavua. In other words, the question is there a mitzvah? Do you violate a mitzvah's essay? Is it like Mila? Because the Torah definitely, you see, the word is like this. The Chumash never says you do it on the 31st day. The Chumash just says, once he's that age, now you can do Pidyon HaBen for the rest of his life. It's not like by Mila, it says, Yom HaShmini Yimol Besor HaOloso. So there are, Rav Oberlander pointed out, that there are shitas that hold that if you don't do it on day 31, you're Mevatel on Mitzvah. But he's saying that the Pashas is that it's not. It means this is the beginning of the opportunity when you can do the Mitzvah. Olam Voed. Now you should obviously do it sooner than later, because there's reason, you know, but it's not the same like a Mila. Im kein hayom mokom lo matvid yon ben lo chashiv is man kavu liftos berav Shabbos berav yontiv. Kvar yom b'shut marim shik b'tuv tam daf temes ladina deino over a mitzvah sesei. Shamar hapidyon lo miyam. He says the marim shik says that you don't violate. If you didn't do it on day 31, you do it on 32, you didn't mevatel a mitzvah sesei. But still, afil hachi tchilas manam shegiyah yikim a mitzvah v'yotzeh chol v'lekaima techem shum chaviv a mitzvah b'shaita. But it's still chaviv a mitzvah b'shaita. You should do the mitzvah the first opportunity. So therefore, that chaviv a mitzvah b'shaita gives you enough reason to have a nice meal on Friday. Even though it's not like bismillah that you have to do it on the eighth day. And if you don't do it on the eighth day, you mevatel piyom hashmini. So he says you're allowed to do it because even though there's no chiv, it's not the same like. It's not like this is your mevatel mitzvah sesei. He's saying the pashut pshat in the chumash is once a chodesh is over or a chodesh v'mal is over, now is the time to do the pidyon haben for the rest of your life. So it's obviously chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. It's better to do it that day. But if you didn't, it's not considered mevatel mitzvah sesei. But by bris milah, if you don't do it on the eighth day, you could still do it the rest of his life. But it's considered mevatel mitzvah sesei once you didn't do it on day eight. So the pressing need is greater. So then, even a meal shalom is mani, you can make the, you can do on Friday and have the suda on Friday. And then he writes here on page 22 of Gutman. Amogan Avram Hela the Pidyon Haben Shalom Bezmana Kigon Shekvar Higias Man Pidyon Lo Malal Biohei Shalom Padu Ad Neshachal Bo Biyontov As Yom Erev Shabbos Shalachov Nechshev Shalom Bezmana Rach Mishum Is Rizim Akdim In Mitzvah Lakdim A Pidyon. So therefore you shouldn't make I don't think anyone would say that that Pidyon HaBen Bezmana he should be pushing off. Right? Because one could make an argument that maybe even Pidyon HaBen Bezmana he could do it the rest of the time. So maybe that's not a good... No, the Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaitas, Rivzi Makdimim, that's for sure enough to make a nice meal on Friday. Because this is the first opportunity. And that you shouldn't forego. If you already forego, it's not the first opportunity anymore. So then you can do it any time, but then don't do it on Friday. And the Alter Rebbe, I said, B'Shulchan Aruch HaTanya, he writes here, Chriyei D'Yifta Be'er Shabbos Yerchenu Asuda B'lo Mishta Yayin. That was his pshara, to make it without wine. And he says, the Mishnah Berurah says you could do it Shalom Bezmana also, not like the Magen Avraham.
So that means the chatchila, every pinyon of them, people should be drinking wine?
Yeah.
People have to drink wine.
Yeah, like I think Rav Shechter, when he goes to a chasen at the meal, he tries to drink wine. Because he's having a suda of simcha, so if you... You know, have wine. I mean, if you're going to drive, I wouldn't recommend it. I would say not to do it. You know, that's a question. Because Simchas Yontif and Shulchan Aruch doesn't say wine, only in the Rambam. So, but that's.
It brings down to the next paragraph that it's not a minhag anymore to drink wine at the Pidyon HaBen, so it's not a problem.
Yeah. Then Regil Klali is talking about the Pidyon HaBen. Mutar Lasas Gam Asuda Be'er Shabbos. Avil Pidyon Shalom Bezmana. That's what the Alter Rebbe says, that you don't drink wine. So he says, so Rav Gutman's just been playing. We don't drink wine so much, so it shouldn't be a problem. And he says that the Sefer Chinuch, he quotes the Chayodim, that you can be Mekel on Pidyon HaBen Shalom Bezmana. Because maybe you are violating a mitzvah sesei every day from the chinuch. But if you look at the chinuch, he says it's not so mashma that way. Because the Sefer Chinuch just says that Lashon on page 19 is... So that's the question, what does that mean? Just yaktim lo efshalo is because you mevatel mitzvah sesei, or just because it's just the right thing to do? So that's the question, how you read that in other words, he's saying it's still proper to do it as soon as possible. So does that mean because you'll be mevatel on mitzvah if you don't, or it's just a good inyan? That was the two ways I'm going to point out that you can read into the Sefer Chinuch. Okay, so we finished this packet. Okay, Thursday. Okay, so we have now two more days before Rosh Hashanah. So Thursday, I'm going to give a shiur on Rosh Hashanah. Divrei Chizuk for Rosh Hashanah that we'll do on Thursday, because there's no Parsha this Thursday, because there's no, so we'll do something on Rosh Hashanah. And Wednesday, we could discuss if you want to do the next packet or you want to have a Q&A, you could discuss it with Ezra and Yitzchak and figure it out now. Okay, Rabbi Moshe. Good morning, everyone. Rabbi Yitzchak, Ezra, Jacob, Moshe, Akiva, Dr. Presby, Rabbi Levy, Rabbi Katan, Natan Bauer, Rabbi Meir, Yehuda Shitrus, Benjamin, Shlomo Garfinkel, Meir, Ari Glazer, and okay, we got everyone. And Michael, how are you? Michael Manalulu, and Irish. And Yona Moisey, Ezra, Jacob Silberger, Ilan, you'll get the packet, that Rosh Hashanah packet, and you'll give it to the Oilam. You know which I'm talking about. Mi'al Abhar Hashem.
Sure.
Okay, very good. Okay, have a good day to everybody. Kol Tov.